and it is the COO. Well, I got to get all these titles correct, John. COO of the Cowboys, the Executive Vice President of Player Personnel, the President of AT&T Stadium, and the man who spearheaded the development of the Star. What's on the back of your business card now, Stephen Jones?
My daughters.
Speaking of which, yes. You had a wedding last weekend.
I did, and it was very special, very moving, and the good news is absolutely love my son-in-law, so he was super, and we had a great event.
Well, did you go over the cap for the wedding planning?
Yes, and one thing I found out about weddings, and poof, it was gone.
Yeah.
You got some memories and some pictures.
That's all you have for the receipts that
there's
you receive.
There's no return on investment.
All the flowers are dead by now.
Did we see the daddy tears out there?
Oh, yeah. Were big alligator tears on that one. But, no, that was just very special, and my wife and myself just really enjoyed it with our close friends and family, obviously a destination-type wedding, so we really enjoyed it out here in California.
Well, thanks for taking the time for joining us today. Has to feel real good to be back here. Weather-wise, just almost some sense of normalcy after the crazy madness of what we had last year.
Yeah, I agree with you totally. It's just, and that was so important. That's why Jerry really pushed everybody in the organization to really get their hands around this, embrace it, and come out here, because I do think that's what people need to see is us being normal. And I think it does affect our fans when they say, hey, they're back to Oxnard, they're going to California, they're playing football, and they have fans out there cheering them on. I think that makes everybody feel good about getting out. Obviously, we want to do it in a safe way, and understand, you know, there's some challenges out there that are going on right now, but I think our organization as a whole has really embraced what you need to do to live in the world that we lived in the past 18 months and hopefully eventually get through this. But between our coaches, our players, our staff members, our organization, they've really gotten themselves educated on the vaccine. And I think we've done a great job. I think we're safe. I know you guys have done the same things. To do your job out here, and it's much appreciated. And but it does just feel great to have that feeling of normalcy, if you will, in terms of being out here and having fans and having our players out here practicing in front of the fans and really just getting back to normal.
We all grow older in life, and as we do, we watch our fathers age in life, and that's a situation you're seeing also. Your dad teared up at the opening press conference a couple times. Is the fact that nobody was here last year and the fact that some times have passed and you're now back to normalcy, was that part of the emotion what touched Jerry?
I think the big thing, and I think he said it, was he just didn't know if he was going to see normal again. And, you know, he, like many you know, of our older citizens in our country and our world, were certainly worried that if they did have to battle COVID, that they might not get through it. And so, you know, I think what you saw from him, he is just so appreciative and happy to be back. And, you know, I'm sure he had those thoughts, as many people struggled when, you know, we were locked down during the pandemic upstairs, in terms of, you know, what's next. Are we ever going to get to come out of our houses? Are we ever going to get to come to where you're locked down? And I think that's what you saw in him. He was just so thankful and appreciative of the moment of being back at training camp and having things be normal again and doing what he loves to do the most. He could be anywhere in the world, as we all know. He could do anything he wants in the world.
Right.
But what he chooses to do is be right here and Oxnard, staying in a little hotel room over there and being a part of the Dallas Cowboys. And I think that was the emotion, you know, that I was seeing in him, is just his gratefulness, you know, to be living every day right now.
Stephen Jones on with us. Now, expectations are always high around this team, always. But is there a certain – I guess I will say pressure, because if healthy – you guys have an offense that seems to be really, really good, and you need the defense to step up so you guys can maybe achieve in a division that you feel hasn't been the most competitive here the last couple of years. Do you see some sort of window that you need to get this done, and you need to get this done now? Anything extra?
We do. I mean, I think we feel that urgency. I think, again, that's what you're seeing in Jerry. He wants, as he said up there, you don't want to know what I'd do if I could somehow guarantee that the Cowboys win a Super Bowl, because it'd be big if he could write a check. You'd be surprised how big the check would be. But there is urgency, and I agree with you. I think last year was very difficult from an injury standpoint. No one makes excuses. That comes with our game. But it probably was one of our toughest seasons from a take the pandemic out of it, just from an injury standpoint. When you look at Dak, you look at the offensive line group, that affects everything, because obviously we have put a lot of resources in our offensive line. When you look at the salary cap resources, the draft pick resources that are in that offensive front, it's big, and none of those guys were available in terms of Tyron and Lyle and Zach, not to mention a few of the backups that went down as well. So, you know, that made it difficult from the offensive side. But and I do believe, you know, if we can stay healthy, which that's a big question. These guys are getting older, and we know sometimes injury comes with age in this league. So, you know, that's not a given. But if we can stay healthy, I do think this offensive football team, as they showed the first part of last year, can move the ball pretty willingly and put up a lot of points in a hurry. But the thing that really excites me, too, is just the move that we've made on defense with Dan Quinn, some of the moves we've made to improve ourselves from a personnel standpoint. But I just think, I think we're going to be really surprised some people. And if the first 4 or 5 days of camp are any indicator how that defense is doing against the offense, and that was when Dak was out there as well, then I think we've taken some big steps.
How worried are you about Dak Prescott's shoulder?
I'm not at all. I know he spoke to his shoulder. He's been fired up to get back out here, working hard, throwing the ball a lot. And I think he's got a strain there that he feels like, he's just got to work through here. He's smart, and he'll work through it, and he should be just fine.
We saw the defense, Steven, take a lot of punches last season, and you threw a lot of resources, a lot of quantity in the draft to try to help fix that. Do you think Dan Quinn is the guy that's going to make the difference? Because you can't have that same performance this year that you had last year.
Just can't do it. I mean, you can't win. You can't play winning football when you play that type of defense. It's unfortunate, and we didn't play well, and there's a lot of moving parts as to why that may have been. But we didn't take anything for granted. We think we've got good football players on the defensive side of the ball, but we did go out in free agency and spend money on some defense. And then, of course, obviously, we really threw the resources at it in the draft. I think we've gotten longer, stronger, and bigger. But the bigger thing is, if you just really observe what's going on the defensive side of the ball, is I think our players are very comfortable knowing what they're doing again. And when you know what you're doing, you can play fast. You can play hard. You can play physical. Our guys are communicating out there in terms of where they need to be on defense, depending on alignment of the offense. I think there's, with Micah, he brings a unique tool for Dan. Obviously, we've added some length at the corner position. We just feel like, we're going to have to see it. But we really feel like we're going to surprise some people on the defensive side of the ball.
Even though the injury's minor, does it make you rethink the possibility of adding someone as a backup quarterback to this team?
Well, I think, Garrett Gilbert did such a good job when we got him and he came in and played last year. But you do see when Dak's not out there, when number four's not out there, it's different. And maybe $40 million worth of different. It could be a lot of things. But the biggest thing with Dak, too, is just his presence. I mean, he is the undisputed leader of this football team, both sides of the ball. When he's not out there on the field, you feel it. But yes, I mean, we're always open-minded to improving ourselves. I've always said it, player acquisitions 365 days a year. If we see something that makes sense, I mean, we got Dalton at the midnight hour last year, Andy, mm-hmm. and sure wish him the best. He was a class act while he was here. But you know, if we see the right situation, then we're always looking to improve our football team, whether it's quarterback, whether it's any other position on the team.
you know, it's kind of hard, Steven, not to pay attention to some of the things a lot of people will say about this franchise, because you guys are always in the news. And when you see some kind of lists or odds or whatever, and they have that Mike McCarthy is like at the top of coaches that are most likely to not have his job maybe in the middle of the season or at the end of the season, what's the confidence level you guys still have in Mike McCarthy? You still feel that he's the guy that can lead this team to the top?
We never pay attention to what other people say. I mean, we feel so good about Coach McCarthy. We really do. It was a very difficult situation for any new coach to come into, and then to have the injuries on top of it is just, you know, he was dealing with some challenges last year. But we have 100% confidence in what Coach McCarthy is going to bring to the table. We love the way he goes about his business. We think the players believe in him. They play hard for him. Have nothing but the ultimate confidence in Coach McCarthy.
You, as president of AT&T Stadium, you've brought the NBA All-Star Game here, the NCAA Final Four, the College Football Championship, the Super Bowl. And when the Super Bowl came here, we all thought that that magnificent stadium would be somehow in the rotation for Super Bowls. Do you have a guess when the Super Bowl might come back to our area?
You know, we're just that's a tough one, because obviously one of the things that's happened with the Super Bowl is we use it when these new stadiums come up. And then you have, you know, some obvious locations like South Florida, like L.A., like New Orleans. That, you know, just it's what fans want. They want to go somewhere where it's festive, a destination vacation type spot. So you have that in the mix, but we're certainly willing and ready and certainly want to host another one, but don't have a definitive timeline at this point. We sure would love another chance to do it.
Are events starting to build up, coming back to AT&T Stadium as things try to get back?
Absolutely. We're hard at work right now on a big one, the World Cup. So hopefully we'll be in the mix with that in a big way. We all know what the World Cup is and what it can be, what it's going to mean to having it here in the United States, and certainly we want to be a big player, because they'll be playing those World Cup events around the country, and we certainly want to be one of the main venues where they come and play.
That stadium has hosted an enormous number of events. I mean, you got monster trucks, you got everything there. Is there one on the horizon, the next monster event at that stadium?
It's the World Cup, as I just mentioned.
Okay.
Yes. And that's on the horizon, and I know we'll be in the mix. The question is, are we going to be, you know, we'd certainly like to be one of the venues that's in at the end when they're playing the finals, they're playing the semis. That's our goal, is as these matches build and they get more important, that AT&T Stadium's in that mix.
Why would they want a place that could hold 100,000, though, for an event like that?
Well, that's what we're selling for sure, Norm.
That is a nice hat you have on, man. Is that part of the new
merchandise?
That's
the new look.
I've actually
noticed it around the league. I guess it's but it's the new look. I actually saw some of the other players on other teams wearing the logo with the stripe now.
Wearing your hat?
It wasn't our hat.
Oh, okay. Okay, I was going to say.
It was other teams' hats.
I was going to say.
But it's the same look. It's just different logo and different stripe.
So we do have fans here watching practice, and they have a ton of places where you can buy food and merchandise. If you happen to be walking amongst the fans and you see that hat, do you still have to pull out your wallet and buy the hat, or can you just grab one? It's like kind of show the credentials.
Usually I'd like maybe take a picture and then show it to our merch guys.
And say, bring it
to
me.
Can you get me one of these?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. When you go up to pick up a hat at one of these shops over here, do they make you show ID?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I don't think we're supposed to be mixing and matching around camp as much, but we're certainly following the protocols, if you will.
Well, thanks, man, as always, for joining us. We really, really appreciate the time.
Well,
it's
Steven.
Great being on. Appreciate it, and look forward to doing it again.
And look forward to the media party tonight.
I can't wait
Thank
to see you,
for
you
that.
Guys.
Yeah,
that's not
fun.
A bad place to have a media party
not
either.
Not at all.
I've got to be here doing the NBA draft.
Oh, shoot.
Well, I'll take all of his.
We'll be peeking at you from from the TVs up there.
Give my drink with an umbrella in it to Donnie.
Thank you. I'll take it.
That's what we'll do.
I'll take it. Thanks, Stephen. Really appreciate the time.
Take care, gentlemen.
That is Stephen Jones sitting here in the tent with Norm and Donovan.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit. and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.